All right, we're live. Welcome to Around the Whiteboard, our reigning champion. Wow, Tyler could set a record today, first person to be eliminated twice on Around the Whiteboard. Yeah, so if people are tuning in, so people could be disappointed twice here, or really thrilled. If people are tuning in to see Rory McKernan take part, Rory chickened out. He said, no, fuck that, I'm not going against Josh. No, what he actually said was, sorry, I'm really sorry, but I can't do Wednesday. So I had to find a replacement for him. He and I both suggested that CTP would be very entertaining. CTP was like maybe less enthusiastic, but agreed. And then I woke to a text this morning from him saying, hey, I've got like a problem that I need to, like, I'm going to be on a flight tomorrow that I didn't realize I was going to be on, so I'm out. So he was kind of scrambling a bit trying to find a replacement because he's a good dude, and I said, you know what? I can think of six other people, and those five other people were busy, so Tyler graciously stepped in with minimum notice.
I'm never busy.
So our, also, how cool is this? Can you see that? Look at that.
Oh, yeah,
I got solid. That looks fresh.
They're so cool.
Is that Vindicate?
The thing I admire from Vindicate, yeah, but the thing I admire about J.R., like, he never misses with apparel. It's always like he makes, he like, he, I don't know if it's him or, like, Travis, I don't know who, but whoever designs it, it's like, fuck, like, how is that not a commonplace item already that it's that good?
J.R.'s doing a lot of stuff well, I feel like.
Yeah. He is. And it's his birthday. Everybody go and message him because he will love so much if everybody inundates him with messages saying happy birthday. Because he's, as you can imagine, a big birthday guy. He's like, ooh. fucking hates birthdays. All right, Beyond the Whiteboard, btwb.com/all-in-one. They are making this show possible. I'd probably do it anyway, but they make it worth my while. Financially every week to do it, and I really appreciate it. You can go there if you're an affiliate owner, if you're an online coach, if you're someone, well, if you're someone like me, you can just go to beyondthewhiteboard.btwb.com and you can use their workout tracker. It's got AI. It's actually really cool. So if you start, you can type in like a paragraph of what you did and it will change it to a workout. So you can write in like 12 burpees every minute for 7 minutes and then 16 on the last minute, and it will rewrite it out as like a whiteboard workout. Do you know what I mean? Instead of you kind of trying to phrase it properly or whatever. I'm explaining that really badly. Anyway, that's that. They're great. Beyond the Whiteboard, thank you. JR, kind of a big deal. Yeah, he smells of rich mahogany as well, as you can imagine. Keeper kind of looks like Christoph Horvath. I don't see it. They're both tall and handsome. If that's what you mean.
How do you feel about that, Kiefer?
That's good. He's we both had our hair bleached blonde at the game, so he was like my fitter, more attractive, and European counterpart.
Solid.
Yeah. I think
he's a friend. He's a friend at least, so I can take that.
Yeah. I also, he's not the type of guy that I would insult by saying, no, I don't. You know what I mean? He's like intimidating, mainly due to height. Oh, he's probably not intimidating for you then. All right. I took, I think you're only supposed to take one decongestant. I took two. So this could go one of two ways. I could be giddy or I could fall asleep. I don't know what type of tablets here. All right. We've got three guests, semi-final. Three topics. Can't remember the first one. Oh yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be terrible. My live thing is running right on top of the shot clock, so I can't actually see how much time I'll have. This will be good.
Why is that happening on your end and not on mine? That's weird.
Yeah, it's not on mine that way.
It's just because I'm on my phone.
Oh,
is that better?
Phone. Yeah, actually, that's funny. That's perfect. A little more. Okay. Little more. Yeah.
Then I can't click the button. All right. Okay, our first topic, you may have seen reported in the Barbell Spin, there is a new CMO of CrossFit. This post has been vacant, although there is rumors of you know, intermediary people working there kind of on an unofficial basis in the meantime. But now we have our new CMO. Best of luck. And my question to you guys is, what is the biggest task facing CrossFit's new CMO? Tyler, you're beside me, and you've had the least time to prepare. Congratulations, you get to go first. You've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I mean, ultimately, the job of the CMO is to get people into affiliates and stoke the flame of the sport. But the main question is, what story are they selling? Previous campaigns of the most famous stories in CrossFit. In the beginning, it was "We are weird," and then it turned into "We are a cult," and then it turned into "We cure diabetes," and then it started turning into the sport tip of the spear, fittest on earth. And then we fought Coca-Cola and the NSCA. Now we don't have a story. Without a story to get behind, I think we're just another training system, and people were into CrossFit for the story. So I think it's up to that CMO to write the story of what we're going to be. There you go. That's it.
That is okay. All right, Josh, you're up. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Okay, so Tyler touched on a bunch of good stuff. The three tasks that I would give would be to get people to walk into a CrossFit gym, to get more people to watch the CrossFit games, and then to get rid of the stigma that CrossFit hurts people if you go and do it. Okay, so to get more people into the gym, I would target three major common pain points that you would sell memberships with, which would be I'm lonely, so targeting people that are looking for a community or want to look better so they can get a mate. They're bored of their current workout program, or they are on a pathway to disability and or death, and they're scared. All right, so they need to have marketing that targets those three pain points to get people to walk into a CrossFit gym. I think they do this by bringing back superheroes. All right, if you go and look at Rick Jones's stuff on CrossFit Crash, he makes everyday gym goers look like freaking superheroes. They need to go out, find talented people to tell those stories, as well as the tip of the spear at the CrossFit Games. We're not really seeing anything cohesive right now. That's what I would do.
Because of Kiefer, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I think the task is to double and triple down on content. Content is marketing, and content is what made CrossFit so successful for a long time. And I think if they can take that from a couple of different angles, one is trying to find gyms with some of the biggest number of qualifiers to quarterfinals and see if you can get cameras inside of that for a day so that you can showcase what CrossFit can be, what people can aspire to at those stages that they want to be most community driven early in the season. Another would be get back to following games athletes on the road to the games. That was a really exciting part of the year for people. Even if we are not going to become games athletes ourselves, we are all so entrenched in that side of things and so excited to watch it. When we used to see that of Rich and all of the older athletes, it was really engaging. And the third was allow affiliates to submit incredible transformation stories to CrossFit for them to then pick a couple that they can go seek out and follow so we can get back to showing more of the life-changing effects of CrossFit.
Right. Someone gave out to me last week for saying good stuff, and I'm trying to think of other things to say at the end of someone talking at a 3 yard. Okay, we're coming back down the way. And we've got Tyler, you've got 30 seconds to build on your own point or shit on someone else's. Your time starts now. Off you go.
The thing that I would say to both of you is, like, we keep going down this route of like produce for the athletes or just produce more content, but we don't have a vision of where we're going. And I feel like as soon as we start pushing into the athletes again, it's going to be like, well, we're up in the games too much. And so it's like, we have to make CrossFit about something.
All right. Josh, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
All right. So one way that I think that they could do exactly what Kiefer was talking about and highlighting how CrossFit's the best training methodology to go from decrepitude and being deconditioned to vitality is to have ads and marketing that shows people carrying over the skills they learn in CrossFit to everyday life a lot more.
All right. Kiefer, last 20 seconds are yours. Off you go.
I would just say back to Tyler that I actually think that every time we try to steer just one direction or the other, we end up alienating the other side of things. So I think a shotgun approach is important. I think more is better when it comes to content, and we can do all of those things at the same time.
Good stuff. I think it's called a scattergun approach, isn't it? Not a shotgun approach.
Well, we're in America, so it's a shotgun approach.
Depends where in the world you are, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Need you up some scores.
Do not take a point away from me from that.
No, I actually took half a point away from Josh because he alluded to the fact that CrossFit cures loneliness, and that pissed me off. All right. Tyler, there's yours. Kiefer. Are you named after the yogurt, Kiefer?
No, the yogurt's named after me.
Okay.
Ooh, that... I mean, he if just I was got the moderator, a point and a half. That might get a point right there.
It was quick, wasn't it? All right.
It's almost like people ask me that all the time.
Having ads and marketing that run... that run more than during events. Yeah. So that's one of the large issues, is that a lot of the advertising time is during the games, and who's watching the games? People who are interested in CrossFit are probably doing it already. Okay, shotgun is apparently right. Whatever, fine. Why do I have jaundice? What?
Oh, yeah.
I have a yellow light. I have like a box light because this room is dark. Tyler, are you at work?
Yeah.
And have you got Heat One stuff on the board behind you written at work?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Our scores so far. So Tyler and Kiefer both on 3. There was some really good specifics from both. A lot of kind of griping from Tyler, but he made some valid points and some good specifics. I like some of the ideas that Kiefer came up with. Josh genuinely got docked half a point for alluding to the fact that CrossFit cures loneliness. So I took half a point off him for that. Alright, our second topic. How can CrossFit best engage the public, the community, the spectators, fans of the sport during quarterfinals? So we got 60 seconds back on the clock for this. Josh, you went second last time, so you're going to go first this time. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Now, whether they're going to do this or not remains to be seen, but how things worked in the past was that you submitted a video and then it was made public. This has been talked about before. And then a certified judge could go in and say if it was a good video, if it needed review, or if it's invalid or anything like that. And then CrossFit would go in and give the final say after assessing that video. I think all videos in quarterfinals, if you want to submit a score, need to be made public. That's one way that fans of the sport can go in and watch every single performance. And also, it's a great way for judges to hold different performances accountable and bring suspect performances to CrossFit's attention. So that way, everybody has a lot more confidence in the results of quarterfinals. We get a lot less griping about CrossFit HQ, how they're not doing enough to validate the people that are going to semifinals. And especially now with only 40 people in some of the biggest regions going to the next stage, I think we need that kind of transparency for everybody to feel good about it moving forward.
All right. Kiefer, you've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Okay. I have two key things. First one's quick. One, we need to get more media from quarterfinals. I think if CrossFit can find a way to get inside of maybe 2 to 3 different camps or follow a couple of athletes more on the game side, that would be super engaging for all of us fans of the sport. And I don't think it takes too much from them. But the more important part is we need to create a quarterfinals affiliate cup. Make quarterfinals the Super Bowl for affiliates and gyms. The Open has now made it so that 25% of people can move on. You'll have more than enough people inside of your gym. I know a gym in Boston that has 36 people qualifying. Create a tiered system for it so you can get different points for people at different levels, get more people involved, get points for the amount of participation, and allow gyms to be able to battle against each other on an affiliate level. Give me all the points, Peter. All of them.
Well, fuck. I mean, it's going to be hard not to.
Still got 10 seconds to tell me to give you all the points.
No, fuck him. Right, Tyler, you got 60 seconds for whatever it's worth. Off you go.
As a company, as an owner of a company whose sole focus is to engage the community during an event, the quarterfinals is the worst fucking event that exists. It's 5 days where everyone disappears. We don't know anything that's going on. We have no insight into how the athletes are competing. And then a leaderboard appears and we're supposed to care. CrossFit needs to produce some sort of backstory. If they want to stick with this same model, They need to stick with or put out some sort of backstory of things that happened, why we should care about the athletes who were competing. You can't do matchups when you don't know what the events are and you don't know who the athletes are who are going to go face to face and those things that matter. If it were me, I would completely bury the quarterfinals that exist now, or I would do something like Kiefer said and make it an affiliate cup. It's the worst competition that exists. It Open is so much better. Sorry.
Oh, valid, valid. I think, I'm not sure, but I think Chase might have a good way of making quarterfinals matter with the programming. All right. 20 seconds, Josh, for rebuttals. Off you go.
I'm going to piggyback off what both of them said. I suggest that if they stick with quarterfinals next year, what if they release all of the workouts immediately after the Open? So that way we have a couple weeks of everybody scrutinizing the workouts, looking at ways to like, hey, how could this go wrong? How could judging be bad? And then you could build up hype through media for each test.
All right. Kiefer, 20 seconds are yours. Off you go.
Yeah, I think just to finish off on my points, I think that the best possible way to get people out from 99th percentile to 75th percentile to actually sign up is to make it a part of their gym that the gym can get behind. It's going to help the affiliate by basically creating a local event. It's going to help CrossFit by helping generate money because those people won't sign up if they don't have a reason to.
All right. Tyler, final 20 seconds.
To build on Kiefer's idea, I'm going to give him points. I actually like the affiliate cup option. If you have events where people can compete in only one thing and they're part of a team, and that is built into the season and people can go compete for further, I think it would boost the sport totally, especially in numbers.
I find it interesting.
I am unavailable. I'm unavailable next Wednesday. That's how you deliver points.
It's not next Wednesday because you have to wait for the final. So it'll be in like 9 weeks or something, or 8 weeks. You shouldn't have given a good answer to that last one if you didn't want to do it again. Interestingly, one of the most interesting parts about that round, so Kiefer's idea was fucking unbelievable. That's a great idea. The affiliate thing is like a genuinely fantastic idea. If the new CMO happens to be watching to see what we said about her in the first round and has stuck around for round two, they're on to a golden nugget there. I will say, one of the things that will stick with me from that is you sat silent for 11 seconds at the end of your minute saying like, well, I'm done. And then during your rebuttal time said, just to finish off my point. Like, why did you fucking finish off the first time?
If I had an answer for the way my brain works and shuts off, I would be much better at this stuff.
All right, so Kiefer is on 6. Tyler's on 5. A much better performance than his first run out on this, and he had less notice. Maybe he's a diamond that performs well under pressure. And Josh is still being held back by his CrossFit Cures Loneliness comment from earlier on. All right, so we've got our final topic of the week and semi-final. Where am I? There we go. Just see if there's any comments before we do that. Interesting. I think that's alluding to Kiefer's affiliate idea. I actually thought one of the things that you said that was really interesting was separating it out based on where you are in the percentile is gives you a certain value of score, which I've seen like the gym that I visited on Friday, they do like an intramural, and I'm sure this is really common, but this is the only place that I've been that I've seen it done. They do like a team, you know, like different colors and like different coaches get different athletes, but they seed the athletes that they pick from. So like they all get one like really fucking good RXer, and then they all get like one quite good RXer or whatever. I don't know if that's commonplace, but like if they can do that and with no data other than their own opinions, surely CrossFit can do it with a literal leaderboard of like, right, if you're between this place and this place, you get your finish is worth 5 points. If you're between this and this, it's worth 3, etc. Anyway, that was a really, really good idea, Kiefer. Well done. Even if you lose, you can hold your head up high. All right.
I'll lose it on this one. I got you.
Okay, final topic, the solution for the Emily Claw Tudor Magda situation from 24.3. So if anybody's unaware, it was well covered by Barbless Finn and other outlets. Andrew Hiller did a video on it too. Emily Claw did 24.2, right?
Mm-hmm.
24.2, yeah. I've written the wrong thing. Let me just change that. 24.2. There we go. 24.2. Look how quick that was. She did 24.2. She's judged by a registered judge in an affiliate. The score was verified. The reverse of this is on the male side. Tudor Magda won the male workout and had a video. He was at an affiliate, judged by, like, verified, whatever, also had a video. The video showed just, like, he didn't know how to fucking deadlift. So all of his reps were, like, I don't know, like, just...
He's too fucking strong. It's too strong.
It was just ridiculous, yeah. He was doing, like... No, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but anyway, he didn't lock out. He has no hips. I don't know. He didn't lock out any of his reps. He got heavily penalized for his video. Emily Claw didn't have a video, and CrossFit told her, well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You're in an affiliate, and we can't see what you did. So we just assume that you're honest, and it's fine. You can win it. We're not giving you the money, though, but you can win it because we're not going to. I don't fucking understand what their logic was, but their ruling was you win, but you're not getting money off us, but you're still taking first place in that event because we trust your affiliate. Not enough to pay you, but we trust you enough to affect the leaderboard. My question is, if this were to arise again, because it has happened in the past as well, it's kind of cyclical, these things that happened like a few years ago as well. My question is, what is the solution to this problem? Do they need to add in a new rule in the rule book? What's the solution? Kiefer, you're going first on this. You got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Okay, here's my attempt to lose this in 1 minute. To me, this is a big fucking nothing burger. This is not a big deal. I think that they did exactly what they need to do. CrossFit has always allowed the gyms to be able to validate scores in the affiliate. You don't need a video to be able to submit one for the open. It's not going to impact anybody moving on to quarterfinals. What they said was, if you want to be paid by us for this, you need to have a video. So they did exactly what they needed to do in both scenarios. Tudor gave a video. He was penalized. He did not get the win. Emily didn't have one. She retains her score, but she doesn't get paid for it. No harm, no foul. We all get to move on. I think if you want to go a step further and do something about it, what CrossFit can probably do is they can then penalize an affiliate if they do get a video and they see that these are egregious reps. Maybe you then give them a warning. And if that happens multiple times in an affiliate, you then lose something in future years.
You want to say your rebuttal now?
Just to finish my previous point. All right, Tyler, you're up next. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't add much to what Kiefer didn't already say. It's like, don't give her the money. You have to have a video. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. The thing was that they really should have clarified it before they spoke very much. It seemed like they didn't know enough, and then they came out with a statement, and that just isn't good.
Fuck me, lads. Jesus. All right, Josh.
It's a
you got 60
seconds.
My
way of staying out of the last
round. Off you go.
Okay, so yeah, Kiefer basically laid out like what the situation is, and yeah, everybody basically went according to the rule book, and that's how it ended up, right? Moving forward, what I would recommend is maybe move the whole prize money thing to quarterfinals. Like, if someone won quarterfinals, that's an incredible feat, and I don't know if anybody's getting rewarded for that yet. And I'm wondering who's signing up for the open that doesn't currently do CrossFit thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to get that $15,000, you know, like the ones that are actually going to be able to win that do it all the time. They're already bought in. They're already going to sign up for the open. So why not take that money? And instead of creating a problem here in the open, let's just move that over to quarterfinals. And then the same rules that are already on the books will apply then too, because everybody has to provide a video in order to submit a score for quarterfinals. So then we'll have proof of whoever's in first, blah, 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 so on and so forth. So, yeah, that's what I would do.
Good stuff. I fucking knew this was a stupid topic to put in. It was a pathetic topic. That's what it was.
I told you.
You worded it different.
I didn't word it different.
You did.
You changed the person who's in the headline, first of all.
I know, but in my question, I laid out the comparison between the two. Chase gave out to me for not using her name. All right, Kiefer, you got 20 seconds rebuttal if you want it.
So I love paying out for quarterfinals, but I think it's a terrible idea to stop paying out for the open, because right now we do have a top percentage of athletes that are pushing really hard in the open because it's a considerable amount of money. If you remove that, we're going to remove any excitement or drama from the very top athletes.
All right, Tyler, 20 seconds off you go.
I don't hate that. It just, it doesn't feel very good when Dave Castro says that we're not testing for the fittest athletes anymore, and then you want to pay the fittest athletes. So if I had to choose between the two, I would rather pay the quarterfinals than pay the Open. But I don't know if we have to choose between the two.
All right, Josh, last 20 seconds, off you go.
Kiefer, I would agree with you, but it seems like CrossFit's operating under a budget. So if that money has to go somewhere, I'd choose quarterfinals versus putting it in the Open. And actually, I would rather take a lot of that money. Actually, I want athletes to make money, but if we have to reallocate something, I want it to go towards media that needs a lot of attention right now.
Holy fuck. The Emily Clause. If they make a rule, the Emily Clause. Wow. This is kind of, this was my point on thinking of it. Someone lost $2,000. Like either the person who was in second place, they should have paid the person in second place then the money, or not taking it off her, or they should require that if you were a top five finisher in an Open workout and you're vying for that $2,000 and you don't have a video, you're just not included straight away. So like you can finish wherever you want, but forget it. The money goes to the next person down then. So if there's a top
They've asked for videos from the top 10 finishers in the Open across the board. They very well could have done that each week and that would have been helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure how much time I had, or I was going to bring that up at some point during my minute that I didn't use.
Well, you used like 4 seconds of your minute, so.
I literally can't see the shot clock.
The Emily Clause, you must have a video, get paid. If you don't have a video, the next person in line gets paid. I think that is the issue, is that $2,000 should have just gone to another.
Just make it double or nothing, add it to the next week, and that person gets more. It's like you're playing a dollar a hole in golf. If you guys tie on the hole, it's $2 in the next hole. It's not the same. Nobody come at me in the comments. Stay away.
I just think it's kind of it's frustrating that two people lost $2,000. Tudor lost $2,000 because he just deadlifted stupidly. She lost $2,000 because she didn't have a video. Someone else got $2,000 on the men's side because Tudor got penalized and the next person got it. Nobody got money on the female side. And it just kind of sucks that, you know, I guess, as Josh said, they're operating on a budget. They were like, guys, we can save $2,000. All right. Anyway, I'll be honest, not a lot of points were going for that last round.
Plus one for nothing burger, though.
Negative two.
That's what I was hoping for. I'm trying to take a vacation.
All right. I've never given out a quarter point before. Okay. Final scores. Kiefer takes the win on 7. Tyler gets 6.5. Josh got 1 point there for the last round. 5.5.
I don't know.
I think what happened was Josh prepared. He prepared for Rory, and he was fully prepared for Rory. And then Rory turned into CTP, and then he prepared for CTP, and then he just didn't have it in him to reschedule, like to sort himself out again. Yeah.
Seth says I have a chance. I still have a chance because I'm gonna take care of for Kiefer next week whenever he bounces.
Yeah, Tyler's just my sub forever. Speaking of next week, I haven't heard back from Colton. If you're watching this, can you check your texts? So I think next week is Carolyn Prevost. She's on next week. Anthony Haynes from, the Hong Kongian athlete.
Doesn't he live in Dubai?
No, Hong Kong, isn't it? Mm. He messaged me, so I was texting him like 3 weeks ago, and he said, I'll let you know in 24 hours. Now, I don't know what the time difference is between here and Hong Kong, but I haven't heard that back. So I think he's on next week, and then hopefully Colton, if he checks his texts. Get Max from TTT. Max is actually coming on the other show next Thursday.
Well, why would Max do this when they do the lazy version on their show?
See, yeah. and he sucks balls at that. So what would he do on this? They actually seem to have a structure though and rules and stuff. So congratulations, Kiefer. You're going to be on again in 10 weeks.
So what, during semifinals in Europe or?
That's the plan.
Or not, yeah.
I actually think that's the due date for my baby. So if I can make that, Kiefer, you can just shut your mouth and turn up. Because that's fair. Josh, thanks. I'd like you to come on the normal show as well, Josh, at some point, please. Of course, the chat. Tyler. Yeah, thanks. thanks for stepping in so late. I really do appreciate it. I know it's like probably stressful getting topics, and it's probably more stressful getting them on so short notice. So I really appreciate it. Thank you everybody for watching. I would love if you all like shared this show and subscribed and commented on it and stuff, because it helps the algorithm. And just yeah, that's it. I feel like there was something else. Oh fuck, the 30 seconds, Kiefer.
Does anybody have any charitable contributions or exciting things that they'd like to share before I talk about Grace Walton winning the Open or anything?
Off you go. Grace Walton's great. Go.
Yeah. I'd like to take this time to highlight the Heat One app, Josh, and the coaching he's doing with Haley, and the video that they made with Hiller, Underdogs Athletics, Coffee Pods and Wads podcast, Paper Street Coffee, Gracie Walton, Kendall Gilmore
Mush,
also went
Mush,
to the Open.
What about Mush?
And now we're done.
That was cool. You can buy Mush at Costco for $6.99. Anyone? That's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.